Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We want to go right into the wisdom moment. You know, we talk every single day. We talk about the wisdom moment from Proverbs. We need wisdom. What you're seeing today in the streets and in leadership is people that are very knowledgeable. But if you look around, you go, why are they doing it that way? You understand they have knowledge but no wisdom, because wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. And so what we do is we pick a corresponding chapter in Proverbs, since Solomon was the wisest man on the face of the earth outside of Jesus Christ, right? He asked for wisdom. And there's 31 chapters in Proverbs. Today's the 13th, so we're going to talk about Proverbs 13:10. And it reads, pride. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, right? Pride only, think about that, only.
Mm-hmm.
Pride only breeds arguments. It only breeds quarrels. But wisdom is found in those who take advice. Isn't that amazing?
Good.
Yeah.
Think about that. You think about it. You know, with the prideful, everything is an argument.
Yeah.
You know, I just said pass the salt. You know, I mean, think about it. I mean, everything is an argument. Every instruction to the prideful is taken as offense. It's taken as offense. Every correction or suggestion places them in a defensive posture, and they're constantly in the defensive mode, you know? And seldom are they arguing about what seems to be on the surface of the topic or the issue at hand. It's a deeper thing inside of them. They're arguing because they feel like they've been told they're wrong, and they're not comfortable. A person who has a spirit of pride, somebody who's prideful, they're not comfortable with being wrong. And it's like, it's tiresome to talk to somebody who doesn't understand that we can all be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, everybody's wrong. Everybody's fallen short of the glory. And we all need Jesus. So if you ever think you can't be wrong, that's the biggest wrong you can be.
Mm-hmm.
But everything's like contention and all. And so whatever the wounding is, whatever the situation, whatever the justification that maybe the adversary has convinced you that it's okay for you to be prideful, understand you stand before the throne of God without any witnesses or suspects. You stand alone, and you have to be there, and you have to answer why you chose not to humble yourself, and you continue to be prideful. You weren't willing to take advice. And advice is good. It goes on to say, it says, you know, pride only breeds arguments. It's interesting, it only breeds arguments. If you're always in an argument with somebody, you got to check yourself. If there's one person or several people, but if you're always in an argument, you first have to ask yourself, am I struggling with pride? Because maybe, you know, maybe it's me. All these people, they're just all arguing. It's like, everybody? Even these people don't know each other? It's like, aren't you the common denominator in all those relationships? I don't know what's wrong with that store clerk, and I don't know what's wrong with so-and-so. I don't know what's wrong with it. Hey, there's one common factor in all those encounters, you. Right? And we can humble ourselves. And then it says, but wisdom is found in those who take advice.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, a wise person knows they can be wrong. They're open to hearing potential possibilities.
That's it.
I mean, they're not insecure to the point that they're not thinking you're directing their life. You're just giving them some ideas and concept and information, because there's wisdom and a multitude of counsel, and they know that the buck stops with them. They have to stand alone before the throne of God. And so a wise person says, thank you for helping me. Even if you don't take it, it's like, thank you for the perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for giving dimension to my reality. You know, we can be shallow in how we're looking at things, or we can get tunnel vision. You know, and it's important to move amongst the people, if you're a Christian, that you're talking about and ministering to, so you don't get twisted in your perspective, you know, and you hear from them. So a wise person wants counsel. They don't want, you know, they feel very uncomfortable if they're not getting viewpoints about what's going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you're tired of arguing, if you're worn out, if you can't afford the therapy, repent. Repent. You know, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. You know, I remember one time in my life where I was, trying to discover, you know, God was teaching me about pride, and the more he talked to me about pride and was revealing it to me, I'm thinking, you know, it's everywhere. It's in all of our lives. How do we get rid of this pride? And the Lord just spoke to me plain as day. He said, don't look for pride. Look for humility. And if you don't see humility, you're looking at pride. Because the definition is humility is the opposite of pride. It's the opposite. And the definition of humility is total dependency on God and respect for other people. We think about it. Jesus entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He wasn't concerned about other people. And he was so in tune with who he was with the Father that he knelt down. He says, because my Father told me who I am, I'm about to wash your feet. See, the reason why you can't humble yourself and wash somebody's feet is because nobody's told you who you are yet. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking you're lowering your identity. You're lowering who you are as a person by serving someone. Listen, you got to deal with that because God resists the proud. You got to deal with that because God resists the proud. You should be serving people. Jesus took an apron, wrapped it around his waist, and he served the disciples. He served. Not only did he serve them when he broke the bread and he washed their feet, and he says, go and do likewise, but he also served them again. And he said, also, when we get to heaven, he's going to be serving us. Listen, it's a relationship. It's not an organization. You know, it's not a board of directors. It's family. It's your brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers. Why would you not want to serve your brother? Why do you not want to listen to what they say? Of course, if it's a fool that continues to be foolish in their sense, you're not worried about hearing from them because they're not going to, you understand that, and you're just going to listen to them. And maybe you'll get a chance to be able to speak in their life, but you don't just shut them down. You try to help, kind of turn them into a less, you know, area like that. And so I want to encourage you this morning, because we need wisdom. We need it really bad. And there's wisdom in a multitude of counsel. And when you'll see things going wrong, what happens is you'll see somebody locked down and quit listening. They'll quit listening to God, and they'll quit listening to the wisdom of a multitude of counsel. And or they just listen to one area. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be different, if you want to do what God has called you to do, don't go back to what he delivered you from to get wisdom from that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I went back to the old wineskin to find out how the new wine should be. What'd they say? Stop it! There's no such thing as new wine. God never does anything new. I mean, obviously, you're casting your pearls before swine, and they're going to crush you. They're going to crush. Jesus said, if you cast your pearls before swine, what will they do then? They'll crush them.
That's right.
They'll stomp them in the mud. So don't be upset because your pearls got crushed and they got stomped in the mud, because Jesus said, you know, don't do that. You know, talk forward. When God's doing a new thing, speak in the context of the new thing and honor what was, because that's God on the way to what God's doing in this new wind that's blowing across the land. God has a plan. He hasn't given up on us. He can redeem the years the locusts had devoured, but we've got to get rid of the pride in our life. We've got to humble ourselves. Fall to our knees. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. He's not going to hear us with pride. And then, you know, you got a lot of things people say, you got to pray. The country's going, got to pray. No, you got to humble yourself. And a humble man just prays because he's dependent on God. A humble man, a humble woman, you don't have to tell them to pray. They're always, all the time they're going, oh my God, help me. Mm-hmm. They understand they're desperate. Reality of the need they have for God. A humble person don't have to be told to pray. A prideful person does. Because a humble person, the definition is total dependency on God and respect for other people. A humble person doesn't have to be told to abide. If they miss their abiding time with God, they know they missed it and they're looking for another opportunity to do it. Only a prideful person has to be told, oh yeah, don't forget to read your two chapters and, you know, memorize some scriptures so you can tell people you know something. But a humble person is just desperately going after God. Listen, God loves the humble. He gives grace. Grace means this. When everything's messing up and you made huge mistakes like David did, that he gives grace to you. He gets you through that. It's not that you're perfect. It's that you're humble. You're humble. Humble yourself in the eyes of the Lord, and he will lift you up in due season. Today's moment of wisdom is Proverbs 13:10. Pride only breeds quarrels, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's viaventv.com.